NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Russ Ward.
General Chaim Herzog, Israel's former intelligence chief, told a Jerusalem radio audience today his country's new policy against Arab guerrillas is to seek them out and destroy them on their own territory. Until now, said General Herzog, we have acted only in reprisal. From now on, we will attack them while they are training or organizing. Although the Jordan River frontier was quiet today, there was something of a war celebration in the Jordanian capital. A report from Mark Schleifer, NBC News Amman.
Photographs of the charred remains of an Israeli pilot and wreckage from his Mistia fighter, shot down by Jordanian anti-aircraft fire, are splashed across the front pages of this morning's Amman press. The Israeli jet was knocked out of the skies while dive bombing Jordanian army positions just east of the Allenby Hussein Bridge. And the Arabs' claim, conceded by Israel, has boosted the morale of the Jordanian army. For until now, only the Iraqi army, here in Jordan, has managed to produce the wreckage of but one of the many Israeli planes it has extravagantly claimed to have shot down. Despite daily Israeli overflights and almost daily air attacks against the East Bank the past few months. This morning, foreign correspondents were taken down to the valley by the Jordanians to view the wreckage of the plane. Mark Schleifer, NBC News, Amman.
The acting president of Anguilla, Ronald Webster, arrived in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands today en route to New York to present the independence cause of his country to the United Nations. UN Secretary General Font is expected to ask Britain to allow a United Nations fact-finding mission to visit Anguilla to investigate the British invasion and occupation of that island. Diplomatic sources in London say the request will be rejected. Britain, meanwhile, is sending a detachment of engineers to Anguilla to assist in a road-building program. An advance party of Army engineers left Britain today for the Caribbean. More news after this from Ford.
There's only 26 more days till Maverick arrives. Maverick, the new small car from Ford. Import buyers will want to wait till April 17th, but you others, here's news. Right now, your Ford dealer is having a countdown sale, knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick arrives. You get sensational buys on a Galaxy 500. With special list price reductions on popular options, you can pocket up to $144. The countdown sale includes Fairlane, with price reductions that add up to $101 on this great-selling intermediate. You always save on a Falcon, but the countdown sale reduces Falcon's list another $52, and the Mustang Sports Roof is priced lower than a comparable 68 model. Right now, it's also equipped with options at special prices. Mustang on neat package at a price reduction of up to $173. That's right, $173. Your Ford dealer's countdown sale is on now, so now's the time you gotta go see him and save.
Once again, Russ Ward.
The U.S. Ambassador to South Vietnam, Ellsworth Bunker, is scheduled to arrive in Southern California late today for weekend talks with President Nixon on the Vietnam situation. The Deputy Commander of U.S. Troops in Vietnam, General Andrew Goodpaster, is to participate in the talks along with Secretary of State William Rogers and Henry Kissinger, Presidential Advisor on National Security Affairs. The President arrived in San Clemente, California yesterday. In addition to the Vietnam talks, he and Mrs. Nixon are house hunting, reportedly looking for a summer White House. A two-hour visit to the mission at San Juan Capistrano also is on today's schedule. In the Vietnam fighting, enemy gunners staged another rocket and mortar attack last night on 30 towns and allied military installations. A Viet Cong broadcast from Hanoi warned of more severe blows to come. Scattered fighting was reported on three sides of Saigon today, and allied troops have been alerted to the possibility of a general assault on the city. More in a moment.
Ford's new small car, Maverick, arrives April 17th, okay? And to keep Ford dealers' record-breaking sales counting up, your Ford dealer is having a countdown sale. He's knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick with sensational buys on Mustang sports roofs priced lower than a comparable 68 model. Right now, it's also equipped with options at special prices and is wrapped up in a neat package and at a price reduction of up to $173. That's right, $173. So see your Ford dealer during his countdown sale.
Pope Paul VI told a group of visiting deputies from South Vietnam today that events in Paris have proven once again that the road to peace is long and hard. The Pope cautioned that this is not a reason to be discouraged. Earth tremors continued to shake the Southern California Peninsula today. Scores of minor quakes, some of them potentially damaging, have been recorded in the past few days. However, there have been no threat to populated areas. Again, the top story of the hour, Israel's former intelligence chief says his country has a new policy for dealing with Arab guerrillas. Seek them out and destroy them on their own territory. Russ Ward, NBC News reporting.
Listen again in the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Monitor Music, Pat Williams, I Say a Little Prayer. Show with a special ingredient, Instant Weekend World. I'm Gene Rayburn, and the instant I say music, it appears. Wait, I haven't said music yet. What are you doing? Here's a song, I've said it. A song by the Vogues now with a highly intriguing title, The Sun Shines Out of Your Shoes. Could there be something symbolic in this, huh?
If I could have any woman in the world, you'd be the one I would choose.
well-known medical fact that eating too much or too fast can cause pressure and gas. The modern solution is Digel, the extra-action antacid, with the extra action of simethicone. Digel neutralizes excess acid, and it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas. So when you eat too well, demand Digel. It works as no plain antacid can. Digel is the extra action antacid that brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters. When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Washington, D.C. is the scene of some pretty vigorous and sometimes acrimonious debates over issues vital to our nation's well-being. But even in the midst of the serious, the American sense of humor shines through. A report with some actual examples on this week's activity in Washington from Ray Farkas, NBC News.
A Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee met yesterday to grill the Pentagon about the proposed anti-ballistic missile system. And if it all sounded very familiar, it was, only the names had been changed. Instead of Secretary McNamara, it was Secretary Laird. And instead of Senator Fulbright, it was Senator Gore trying to discredit the reliability of the ABM.
I asked a scientist the other day, what would be the chances of an electronic failure? And he said, well, it might be as impossible as the Mississippi River flowing uphill or a northeastern power failure. And within the last week, the wife of a member of the United States Senate received a very generous check from the Social Security Board. The computer had declared her husband dead and sent her the widow's benefit. The senator returned the check.
Do you want me to comment on that?
The confrontation at the press club was somewhat less edgy, but that's not to say that Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban was not on guard.
Foreign ministers and the press live out their lives in a state of reciprocal war, interrupted by occasional armistices for lunch. You may pretend to have my best interests at heart, but in fact, each one of you is hoping in the depths of his heart that I may commit a monumental and spectacular indiscretion, fatal to my career and congenial to your headlines.
The president, meanwhile, was making a small headline with the appointment of an old colleague from the House, Donald Jackson, to the Interstate Commerce Commission.
I'm very confident he will do a very effective job as a member of that commission, just as he was one of the exceptional members of the Congress, beginning in the 80th Congress and as a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Since he's an expert in foreign affairs, he will now concentrate on commerce within the United States.
Ray Farkas in Washington for Monitor.
Humor by political figures wasn't confined to Washington alone, however. Yesterday, President Nixon gave what might be characterized as an amusing piano recital. Visiting former President Harry Truman, to whom he presented the piano Mr. Truman had used in the White House, Mr. Nixon gave this interpretation of the Missouri Waltz. Dickie, play it again. President Richard Nixon at the keyboard, serenading former President Harry S. Truman in Independence, Missouri.
It's your good men from Washington, so open the door and shop right at home in your personal store.
More coffee, Jean? Just a little bit, thanks. Mary, besides being neighbors, I see we have something else in common.
What's that?
Watkins products. Look, on your kitchen shelf. Oh, you mean Watkins Double Strength Vanilla?
Yes, and all those other Watkins extracts and spices.
I couldn't cook without them. How about you?
Well, I always depend on my Watkins dealer for my household cleaners, too. And Watkins has the best waxes.
It's fun, isn't it? Shopping in your own living room makes you feel pampered. Have you tried their hair care products?
No, but I'd love to. Watkins always has something wonderful for you.
Watkins Special for March. Blue Crystal Gel Shampoo and Watkins Cream Rinse. Buy both and save 91 cents.
Now music with an international flavor. Britain Sandy Shaw sings about France's Monsieur DuPont, and we Americans listen.
The rain was falling down as I flew out of town. I went to Paris for the day. And there I got to know a certain Romeo with a St. Joe continent away. Monsieur DuPont.
Springtime message from the Oak Flooring Institute. In the spring, many folks' thoughts turn to dreams of bright new homes. So here's some down-to-earth advice for anyone dreaming about a new house. Be sure your dream home has real floors in it. Some houses today have only a rough concrete or plywood subfloor covered up with carpeting. When that carpeting wears out in a few years, who's going to pay for replace it? You are, Ruby, that's who. But if your dream home has a floor of genuine oak, you're set for life. Beautiful oak stays in style and helps your house keep its resale value, too. So, Sam, when you buy a home, don't take a chance. Insist on oak floors. The time now, 20 minutes past the hour. We're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Seagull. Anton Chekhov's theatrical masterpiece is now a motion picture. Directed by Sidney Lumet. Starring James Mason, Vanessa Redgrave, Simone Signoret, and David Warner. The Seagull, in color from Warner Brothers 7 Arts. It is rated G. The Seagull is about us and what we do to one another.
Hailed as one of the year's 10 best, The Seagull is now at a select theater near you. Check newspapers.
We fed all the information there is about Michelob into a big computer. History, brewing, Anheuser-Busch heritage. Then asked it for the one most convincing reason why you should try Michelob. Here's the answer. Right. right. According to the computer, the most convincing argument for trying Michelob is taste, just great taste. It all adds up to, in beer going first class is Michelob. Period.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn with more of Springtime Monitor. A question now from the American Red Cross. When a baby is born in Vermont and the father is in Vietnam, who brings the good news to him? The Red Cross, of course. But they can't do it all on their own. Every month, 20,000 emergency messages are flashed to Vietnam by the American Red Cross. Last year, they helped 180,000 servicemen. This takes money. Help them help. Monitor music now. Enoch Lights Orchestra, Blowing in the Wind, and it's new.
Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
A horse that not only can be led to water, but will be happy to handle a boat. You'll meet him in just a few moments.
Hi, phone seekers. This is Jackie Vernon, the only guy in correspondence school to be kept in. A born loser. Every summer I'd get sand kicked in my face by the girls. In the winter, it wasn't much better. They'd kick snow. All but my first love, Linda. One night, as Linda and I arm wrestled for the check, I noticed she had Remember the Maine tattooed on one arm. On the other, it said Customer Care. So I asked her about it, and she told me how Customer Care was the kind of certified car care service you get at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers, and how they treat you as well as they treat your car. So I rushed from the table and bought a Plymouth, a Dodge, a Chrysler, and an Imperial, thinking that four times the normal amount of customer care might change my life. And it did. Now postmen no longer bite me, birds sing, all because of customer care. And you, Linda.
Dan Blocker, who plays Hoss Cutright on the TV program Bonanza, was a football star at Sul Ross State College. Today, however, his sporting interest lies in boats. Sports editor Len Dillon reports on Monitor's Open Line.
Dan Blocker, you've entered a 40-footer called Lady in Cement in the Long Beach Ensenada International Boat Race today. How did you come by the name?
Well, from the picture, the Sinatra picture that I did last year, Lady in Cement. We bought it at the same time that I was doing the picture.
Dan, the Long Beach to Ensenada International is 180 miles, and it's the first of the year for American Powerboat Association National Points. Do you plan to follow the entire race schedule through the season?
Not with this boat, Len. We've got a 32-foot racer that we're building, but this is the only boat we have at the moment to race with.
Uh-huh.
We'll retire this boat after this race.
Uh-huh. How much did Lady in Cement cost you to build?
It cost about $42,000.
Mm. What about the new one you say you're building?
Well, since it'll be a little more sophisticated piece of machinery, we'll have all aircraft wiring and all aircraft tubing in it. It'll probably be a little more expensive. It'll be probably in the neighborhood of $60,000 to $65,000.
Dan, how long have you been interested in actually driving in offshore racing?
Well, only about a year and a half. I've been involved in automobile racing for years, but when they built the thing so small that a guy my size couldn't even get in one of them, I had to lose interest in automobiles and go to racing something that I could race in, you know. And that was the boats are about it.
Do you do most of the driving yourself in the offshore racing?
I have thus far, but as I said a moment ago, I may encounter some difficulty with that 32-footer. I have a bad back, that occasionally acts up, and I don't know whether I'm going to be able to ride that thing or not. It's like riding a bucking bronc, you know.
Yeah. Who's going to take your place if you don't do it?
Well, there's a couple of guys that I have in mind. John Cannon raced for me. He was a driver for me in the Can-Am series in the Group 7 sports cars. And John wants to drive it. And Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, has expressed a desire to race it.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't drive it myself, I'm sure it'll be one of those two fellows.
Dan, what about your future plans? What's upcoming in line of film or...
You're out at Universal for NBC for release sometime during the next fall season called A Woman for Charlie. And we start it on April the 2nd or 3rd. And that's the only thing other than next year's Bonanzas that I have on the schedule. We go back into production on Bonanza on May 22nd, so I'll just barely finish the picture. And when we start back on Bonanza, so I've got a pretty full year ahead of me.
Well, Dan Blocker, thank you ever so much for being our guest, and good luck with your boat, Lady in Cement, in the Long Beach Ensenada International Boat Race today.
Well, thank you very much, Len. We'll win it.
I hope you do.
Thank you.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word from Rexall.
The Rexall wants and sale is back in town. The Rexall wants and sale is here.
This is the original one-cent sale, where you get twice as much for just a penny more. It's on at your Rexall drugstore right now. Save on scores of one-cent sale items. Rexall products are guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Don't miss this big chance to save. The Rexall one-cent sale is on now, exclusively at your Rexall store. Ends this Saturday night.
Here's another tip. Clothes of some shades of blue, purple, aquamarine, and gray tend to fade. Now, to help keep them their true color longer when you store them between wearings, keep them in an opaque bag of either cloth or paper, not in the transparent plastic type of clothes bag. Now, here's a tip on personal good grooming. A bath oil so reasonably priced that it can't be called a luxury. Capri Foaming Bath Oil. Next time you bathe, add it to your tub and make bathing a beautiful, relaxing experience. Capri conditions even the hardest water, foams it, never leaves a tub ring. It's great to use during the winter months because Capri's coconut oil base softens and smooths dry skin. So make a note. Capri Foaming Bath Oil with a good housekeeping seal. It's a real buy. Now, if you're paying attention down there at KTSM, that's El Paso down in the southwest, that's where you heard 1380 on the dial. Gene Rayburn here, and after a brief pause, Podnes, we'll be hitting the Monitor Trail again with y'all.
Hi, this is Buffy St. Marie. I'll be joining Roscoe and the Now people and the You people and a whole lot of other people next week here on NBC Radio.
What are you eating, Glenn?
I'm having a delicious Wetzel's hamburger.
It's great.
Does it really taste that good?
Don't be naive. A Wetzel's hamburger is a triumph of culinary art.
You love Wetzel's taste and happiness on a bun.
Try Wetzel's fish fillet sandwich with tartar sauce dressing. It's fantastic. It's at Wetzel's.
Nearly 1 million New Yorkers have arthritis. Just a statistic until it happens to you. This is Jack Hayes. When arthritis strikes, the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation is ready with the latest knowledge and a wide range of services to help you deal with your disease. For immediate help, call 677-5790 or write the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003.
It's Charlie Brown's good sound that makes going home a good time. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 11:30, 45 degrees in New York and cloudy. The plot is beginning to thicken in the 1969 New York City mayoral race. The latest element is the possible emergence of former Mayor Robert Wagner as the Democratic candidate. Supporters are urging Wagner to step in, and he says he's thinking about it. Already, there are five Democrats in the primary battle. More are expected, including Brooklyn Congressman Hugh Carey, who's being backed by Brooklyn leaders. Among the Republicans, two are out for the GOP nomination besides Mayor Lindsay. They are Assemblyman Vito Batista and State Senator John Markey of Staten Island. An alliance of former Kennedy and McCarthy supporters holds its founding convention today in New Brunswick, New Jersey. The so-called Coalition of New Jersey will discuss its role in the June 3rd Democratic gubernatorial primary. The convention is being held at the Rutgers University Auditorium. 1,200 delegates from all 21 Jersey counties have been invited to attend. In a related story, former Jersey Governor Robert Mayer is preparing for another try at the State House. He'll announce his candidacy for the Democratic nomination in Newark next Wednesday. That's former New Jersey Governor Robert Mayer. New York City Real Estate Commissioner Carl McDonough is quitting. He's the 25th commissioner or assistant to resign from the Lindsay administration since 1966. McDonough will leave April 18th to take a job in private industry. Lindsay praised him yesterday after receiving the resignation. The commissioner was instrumental in acquiring the old Brooklyn Navy Yard for the city. Only emergency cases are being admitted at Harlem Hospital. Officials at the big medical facility have voted to close the doors within a week unless the city comes up with more money to hire nurses and other personnel. The 800-bed institution doesn't have enough employees. Mayor Lindsay blames the situation on Governor Rockefeller's proposed budget. He says the planned 5% cut in aid to the cities may force other hospitals to curtail services. Sharp fighting is reported on three sides of Saigon today. Allied commanders report killing 127 Viet Cong in four battles north, south, and east of the capital. One American was killed and nine wounded. South Vietnamese losses, six killed and 28 wounded. There were about 30 overnight rocket and mortar attacks on South Vietnamese towns and bases. Damage and casualties reported light. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker left Saigon for the U.S. today for talks with President Nixon. He's accompanied by General Andrew Goodpaster, Deputy Chief of American Forces in Vietnam, and by David McDonald, head of the U.S. aid program. A spokesman for the Japanese government says he thinks a new American ambassador will be named sometime next week. The post has been vacant since Alexis Johnson returned to the United States to become Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs. Sources in Washington say President Nixon will name former New York Senator Kenneth Keating as the new ambassador to India, replacing Chester Bowles, who has held the post for 6 years. Keating, who lost his Senate seat to Robert Kennedy in 1965, is now serving as associate judge on the New York State Court of Appeals. It's reported that Keating originally was considered as ambassador to Israel, but the State Department has since decided to have a career diplomat in the key Middle East post. James Earl Ray's new lawyer, J.B. Stoner, entered the maximum security section of the Tennessee State Penitentiary today to talk with Ray about his bid for a new trial in the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. The lawyer says he has new information which convinces him that Ray did not assassinate Dr. King. President Nixon, spending the weekend in Southern California, is expected to issue a statement today outlining his views on college campus disorders. The president and Mrs. Nixon are staying in a borrowed mansion on a cliff overlooking the Pacific at San Clemente. The weather in New York, partly sunny and seasonably cool this afternoon with a high near 50, fair and cooler tonight with a low in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, Sunday, it will be sunny with a high again near 50. Chance of rain 10% today and very little chance of rain tonight and Sunday. Right now, it's 45 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. And now back to Monitor.
When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns. 'Cause it's spring and girls all sing.
And it's Monitor 69 with Gene Rayburn asking, did the name Ruby Begonia strike a familiar note? Well, it do. How about the name Ruby in the Romantics? Aha! Well, they're going to strike a whole gang of unfamiliar notes, new ones that is, in hurting each other.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as mine. 'Cause no
Oh, why should it be? up.
Who's there?
Lincoln Mercury went in.
I gave it the office.
Hey, hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and ho. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Give me a winner any day, or else a loser with money.
We have an all new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer, winner.
Take a photograph of a Mercury Montego out to your garage and see how nervous your old car gets.
Montego is here. Drive a winner this year.
You realize the Montego is priced so low, you can afford to buy me all kinds of luxury extras.
Great. And we can trade you in for the works.
Lincoln Mercury.
Word from our alternate sponsor.
Here's a monitor tip for the party giver. You can add color and sparkle to white frosting on a cake by sprinkling the dry, sugary crystals of a gelatin dessert directly from the package onto the cake. They make a very festive touch. Here's something else that makes for a festive occasion for youngsters.
Kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
The dogs kids eat day and night.
Sad kids, funny kids, kids who fly a kite. Big kids, little kids, kids who like to fight.
Love hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
The dog dogs, kids,
kids
love too. Hot dog,
hot dog,
armor hot dog,
hot dog,
the dog kids love to fight. Hot dogs,
hot dogs,
hot dogs.
Monitor's investigation of the new freedoms in manners and morals will be leading us into many areas this weekend, and we have with us today a man who has devoted a great deal of time and thought to these matters. He's Father John Culkin, director of the Center for Communications at Fordham University. Father Culkin, you're quoted as saying that we're going through a shakedown cruise in a new morality. Now, how would you define this new morality?
I don't have a definition, but I think what we're about to do is to redefine it or to expand it. You know, people think it's a very immoral age we're in. The older generation tends to identify morality with issues involving sex, stealing, and lying.
Sex, stealing, and lying.
I'm not saying that all sex, stealing, and lying doesn't have anything to do with morality, but I think what's happening is that the kids today, especially because of the media, which have plugged them in very early in life, now these loom as such very large moral problems in the psyche and feelings of the young people, and they are big moral problems, and they look back and find out that the generation before them spent almost no energy as a group on these enormous moral problems and spent fantastic amounts of energy on the traditionally narrow middle class, perhaps, kinds of morality involving sex and stealing and lying. The older generation is still using morality to describe one type of individual behavior. The new generation tends more to think in social and large terms involving, again, peace and human rights.
In effect, what you're saying is the young people who are raising Cain at Berkeley and have done it at Columbia and other places, they're truly involved with the new morality because they're protesting war, they're protesting social conditions.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, putting a blanket approval on every kind of manifestation that shows up on a campus anyplace, but I think that I'm a believer in the Hegelian or pendulum swing world, and I think that many of the excesses that people judge to be happening today were set up and caused by the fact that the pendulum has been swinging from an opposite force.
We've been talking with Father John Culkin, director of the Center for Communications at New York's Fordham University.
Here's a reminder from your FTD florist. Easter Sunday's just around the corner. And now is the time to call or visit your nearby FTD florist. When you order early, he'll assure on-time delivery, even save you money on out-of-town orders. And this year, there's more. Many FTD florists can send a combination of flowers and candy,
but Flowers Plus or Flowers Alone, the time to order for Easter is now. The one who can make it all happen is your FTD florist.
A few moments ago, you heard a discussion of some of the social origins and implications of the new morality. A few moments ahead, some of the legal influences on the same important subject here on the Monitor Beacon.
I have an airline to tell you about. An airline that can lead you to unheard-of islands of the Caribbean. An unheard-of airline called BWIA. You'll find unheard-of things on BWIA. Hostesses with gentle manners and gentle island accents. And the quiet men up front, pilots who earn their wings in the RAF. You'll taste unheard-of things on BWIA, like fig bananas and a punch called Satan's Swivel. You'll find unheard-of friendliness on BWIA, as relaxed and warm as the islands themselves. Call your travel man, or BWIA, and come to an unheard-of island on BWIA, the unheard-of airline.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. Monitor now probes one of the most important questions in our entire weekend coverage of The New Freedom. Earlier today, I talked with columnist Sheila Graham about the wider and wider latitude movie makers have been taking in portraying sexual themes that once were considered pornographic or obscene, both morally and legally. Well, the ultimate decision, legally, rests with the United States Supreme Court. Here's a report from Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington, which discusses the question, what is obscenity?
D.H. Lawrence once observed, what is pornography to one man is the laughter of genius to another. There is no single functional definition of punishable obscenity. Certainly nudity is not obscene, nor reference to conjugal relations. That is a fundamental of life. In the last dozen years, the Supreme Court has come up with no less than 75 definitions of obscenity. Justice Potter Stewart says he can't explain it, but he knows it when he sees it. There is general agreement, however, that the court has produced workable guidelines. They operate on the simple premise that we are free to see or publish anything, so long as in the process we do not injure other people. The court has always agreed hardcore pornography, filth for the sake of filth, may be prohibited. As to other material, even though it exceeds customary limits of candor, the court has fashioned only two limitations. So long as it has some redeeming artistic or literary value, the matter may be circulated if it is kept out of the hands of children, 16 and younger, and if it is not pandered openly or thrust upon people who would be offended by it. The so-called pandering rule has worked well enough that the Post Office Department reported to Congress there has been a 30% drop in pornographic solicitations sent through the mail. Some distributors of erotic literature have switched over to plain, unillustrated covers for their books and lengthy introductions by PhDs. These books are not going to attract kids or offend non-readers. There is no evidence they are a corrupting influence on adults, says the court. Since the commerce of book selling and film showing is nationwide, the court has struck down local laws which try to impose a restricted community standard on what may be read and seen. To that extent, the Supreme Court has sparked what has been an explosion of expressive freedom and candor. But to those who say the court has made it tough to crack down on what we can read and see, the answer has to be, it's supposed to be tough. Carl Stern, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Later this weekend, among the many aspects of Monitor's investigation of the new freedom, of the new morality, you'll hear a publisher defend books many people consider pornographic. Now this Monitor tip for motorists. If you spot a bad hump or a bump or a hole in the road ahead of you, try to slow down far enough in advance to coast over the spot. Applying the brakes puts a great stress on springs and axles, which makes the car rigid, and this in turn can make crossing that rough spot even rougher, can even make it difficult to maintain control of the car. Now this word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Don Adams. The other day I was trapped in the most dangerous place on earth, the downtown freeway. Some of the drivers there put notches on their steering wheels for the cars they knock off. At one end of the freeway, there's a scoreboard. Sports cars are 3 points. Big cars are 5 points. And if you hit a bus, you get 10, and the scoreboard fires rockets. Well, I promised myself that if I ever got off that road alive, I'd do two things. First, I'd never drive on it again. Second, I'd get car insurance from State Farm Mutual, the world's biggest, because they're famous for lightning-fast claim service. And because State Farm has 3,917 claim representatives. If it weren't for that freeway, they'd probably only need three. Would you believe four?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Petula Clark and Happy Heart on monitor.
Original 1 cent sale where you get twice as much for just a penny more. It's on at your Rexall drugstore right now. Save on scores of 1 cent sale items. Rexall products are guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Don't miss this big chance to save. The Rexall 1 cent sale is on now, exclusively at your Rexall store. Ends this Saturday night.
Now, Monitor Sports. The Sebring, Florida 12-hour automobile race began about 45 minutes ago. A report now from Monitor's Chris Economaki.
The 12 hours of Sebring is less than an hour old, and Porsche of Germany is flexing its Teutonic muscle as Swiss ace Joe Sippert has set the pace of the 12-hour contest right from the outset. The World Manufacturers Championship, of which the Sebring race is the second of 10, is the coveted prize. And the Germans came with a team of five new open-top 908 Spiders, which at the moment are occupying positions 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7. Roger Penske's Lola Chevy, driven by Mark Donahue, lies fourth, with the only formidable Ferrari in the event now sixth after getting off to a bad start. Other contenders for top honors in the once-round-the-clock grind are a two-car team of British Ford GT40s and a new Alfa Romeo three-car entry of factory prototypes from Italy. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
And you keep tuned for further reports on this exciting race throughout the day. Of wisdom from the Oak Flooring Institute. If you're one of the thousands buying new homes this spring, here's some advice that can save you money. Ask your builder if your house has a real floor. Some houses don't these days. All they have is a rough concrete or plywood subfloor covered up by carpeting. When that carpeting wears out in a few years, you'll have the expensive choice of replacing it or putting in a real floor. If the home you plan to buy has oak floors, of course, there's nothing to worry about. Oak floors are real floors, and they'll last for the life of your home. You can leave them exposed or cover them with rugs or carpeting. In fact, decorate any way you want to. And because they don't wear out, oak floors help your home keep its resale value. But just imagine trying to sell a house with worn-out carpeting. When you're buying a home, get your money's worth. Insist on a real floor of genuine oak. You don't take a chance with oak floors.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
When you're on the go, take along Miller High Life Beer in champagne golden cans and find out for yourself why
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
It's Tijuana Brass, was it, with an unpronounceable title. It spells Z-A-Z-U-E-I-R-A, I don't know. Hey, listen, you want to keep tuned to Monitor all weekend long, because this is the weekend we're talking about the so-called new freedom, new morality.
And indeed, whether it is new or not, earlier today I did the interview with Sheila Graham, and she said morality is the same as it's always been. Just people are paying attention to it more. And did you realize that the word is a four-letter word? So is love and home. Bye.
On every dollar of your idle cash can now be yours from the day you make a deposit to the day you withdraw, even between quarters. At the dime, the big savings bank for all New York, with a day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account, your idle cash earns the latest dividend of 4.75% a year from the day you make a deposit to the day you withdraw, provided you keep the account open to the end of the quarter. Why let earnings on your idle cash go down the drain when you can convert it into cash? The dime's special new savings account is in addition to the dime's regular savings account, where the latest dividend is 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. For 100% flexibility and full earnings on every dollar you have, use both kinds of savings accounts at the dime. For information on two ways to earn dividends at the dime and on postage-free forms, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. That's Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
Psychologically speaking, it's Dr. Joyce Brothers, weeknights, 7:45 to 9, on WNBC Radio 660, New York.